From Phoenix to Fredonia, Tucson to Tuba City, the Arizona Department of Transportation is connecting Arizona. Everyone, everywhere, every day. Now you're connected to On the Road with ADOT.
And hello, I'm Doug Ninsel, your ADOT spokesman. Today, a status report on Valley Freeway projects, construction projects, quite honestly. And joining us on the road with ADOT, Dave Locher and Kirk Kaiser from ADOT's Central District. And first of all, gentlemen, thanks for being on the road with ADOT. I wanted to have the two of you introduce yourselves. Let's start out to Dave Locher, a little bit about yourself.
Good morning. My name is Dave Locher. I'm the assistant district engineer for the Central District. Been with ADOT for about 11 years now.
And Kirk Kaiser.
I'm Kirk Kaiser. I'm the other assistant district engineer in the ADOT Central Construction District. Been with ADOT a little over 25 years.
Well, we have a couple of pavement improvement projects taking place along Valley Freeways, and I wanted to start our conversation out about those. First of all, the project in the North Valley, first of all, let's talk about that. Dave, what about the project that's taking place along Interstate 17? That's the project between Dunlap Avenue and Deer Valley Road.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a project to remove the rubberized asphalt, which is a one-inch layer that is placed on top of the concrete roadway. So we've removed all that now. It's all been milled off, and now we've moved into the process. We're going to diamond grind the surface, which gives it a little bit of texture, and which gives that friction, like, for example, when it rains. It also creates a little bit of quietness to the pavement. So that's what you'll be seeing for the next couple months through the end of summer.
And the key thing there is the smooth ride that winds up occurring as far as being able to use the diamond grinding process. Kirk, we have a similar project in the East Valley that's also improving the driving surface. It's along the Superstition Freeway, US 60, starting near Loop 101. I wanted to give you a chance to tell folks a little bit more about that project because it really geared up this year.
That's right. Yeah, we know that the asphalt surface in that area was wearing out. Fortunately, the funding was made available via the state legislature that allowed us to move forward with this project along the stretch of the US 60. It's about 15-mile stretch that goes between McClintock Drive near the Loop 101 in Tempe on eastward to the Loop 202 Super Red Tan Interchange in Mesa. The project team is well into the removal of the older asphalt pavement and started diamond grinding the concrete as well. And we're focused on doing the work on weekdays, or excuse me, weekends and on certain weeknights with the goal of wrapping things up early this fall.
Yeah, there's no doubt that you do need the weekend closures in order to get that work done. And I did want to just check with you real quick. Kirk, again, the reason that we do the work with the weekend closures, because a lot of folks say, why can't you just do it on weeknights? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we just want to make sure we're getting the peak efficiency, I guess, out of the group that's doing the work, the contractor that's doing the work. And so if we were not able to do that, then we'd be extended out in extreme lengths of periods of time, I guess, to make up the schedule.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So I want to stay in the East Valley, and I want to stay with you, Kirk, on one other project that will be taking place during these spring months. That's along the Loop 202, the Red Mountain Freeway, not far from Tempe Town Lake near the ASU campus.
Right. In this case, we're going to resurface the Loop 202 with a fresh layer of asphalt. It's an area that's been shown its age. And so between the 143 interchange out to the Loop 101 interchange on the mile-long bridges over the Salt River bed in the Tempe Town Lake area, the Loop 202 is going to be resurfaced. The good news in terms of restrictions is that we are not planning on doing full closures while this work takes place. There will be restrictions, but our contractor will be working to keep two lanes open while the work is progressing.
Yeah, and it was interesting. We had just talked about the fact that a number of projects do need the weekend closures, but in this particular case, the decision was made, we can do this work, the resurfacing, without needing, at least as we kick the project off, the full weekend closures. Traffic will still be moving through. We'll have to keep folks up to date. Obviously, it'll still be a restriction, and we'll be recommending alternate routes.
That's correct. Yeah, the plan is to complete this work by summer. As always, sometimes the weather may be a factor, you know, that may impact the schedule.
So that was an East Valley report. I want to take us out to the far West Valley, into the Buckeye area. And Dave, tell us about the project that's taking place out in near Verado Way, out to State Route 85. We've got a widening project that's been underway for the better part of 2 years.
Yeah, correct. There's a project out there on I-10 west of Verado that's finally coming. We can kind of see the end coming this summer, where we've added a third lane and reconstructed two major bridges at Watson and Miller. We also turned those TIs into diverging diamonds, similar to what was constructed at Happy Valley Road, I-17. We should be doing some of the friction course later on in April, and should get the third lane open to the public early in the summer.
It's been an interesting project to watch happen, and it will make a big difference. We've had a series of projects along I-10 where we've taken it step by step, stage by stage in the West Valley, whether it's from the 101 and we continue to head west. But this will make a big difference in terms of travel to Los Angeles, back and forth from California, including San Diego, but it'll make a big difference for that area.
Huge difference, plus the fast-growing Buckeye area, the folks traveling out to that area. It's just a very fast-growing part of town.
And would you say those locations, like it at Miller Road, at Watson Road, they were good candidates in terms of using the design, which is the diverging diamond interchange design for those particular locations?
Diverging diamonds are becoming a lot more popular across the country, and at these two locations, with the high volume of folks getting on the freeway in the mornings and then, of course, getting off in the evening, the diverging diamond, or the DDI, really is a nice addition to those two intersections.
Would you say that, you know, folks have their concerns when they first hear about something like that, because a key part of a diverging diamond is that traffic temporarily crosses to the other side of the roadway, something that folks might not be used to with traditional interchanges. But in the long term, when you look at this type of thing, it really helps with the overall movement of traffic.
You agree, and just the movement, it's that right turn onto the freeway or that left off the freeway that just is a safer movement. It is a little confusing to drivers the first maybe a few days they use it, but after that, I think they'll realize that it moves a lot of traffic very safely.
And I would also invite listeners to check out the ADOT website, because we have plenty of information about diverging diamonds and the fact that we're utilizing that design more and more as we make changes along and improvements along the state highway system. You're listening to On the Road with ADOT. I'm ADOT spokesman Doug Ninsel. We're talking Valley Freeway Improvement Projects with Dave Locher and Kirk Kaiser. So we've talked about, I believe, four projects so far. How about the work that's taking place along Loop 303 to the west of I-17? Obviously, this is up in the North Valley. Kirk, a lot of people might not be familiar with the project. They might not be spending a lot of time traveling on Loop 303, but there is the work taking place to the west of I-17.
Yes. The bridges are under construction for the new Loop 303 interchanges at 43rd and 51st Avenues. I do want to point out that these interchanges are designed at this point to allow access to and from the north side of the Loop 303. MAG planners and the City of Phoenix are focused on improving access in the area between the Loop 303 and State Route 74, including the large semiconductor facility that's being constructed there. The target completion for this project is in fall this year, September, I believe.
Yeah, there's a lot of development. You mentioned the semiconductor facilities that are being constructed. A lot of folks are seeing that work. They drive along I-17, so they get to see those facilities going in. But the focus for these projects, I did want to let folks know, it is about access to the north of Loop 303 on up into the area of State Route 74. These particular interchanges at 43rd and 51st Avenue, they're really going to be designed and built with access to the north in mind. Some folks would be wondering about access to the south, but right now the focus is on the access to the north.
Absolutely, yes. We want to make sure that we're in conjunction then with our partner, the City of Phoenix, and the developments that are going on up in the North Valley there.
All right. So I did want to touch upon a future project. We've gone over things that are underway right now, but we're in the design phase on an improvement project along Loop 101 in the Scottsdale area. A lot of folks have seen Loop 101 be improved, widened along the North Valley from I-17 on over to Princess Drive. But, Dave, in this case, we're getting closer and closer to being able to say we're under construction for another big stage in that widening, and that'll be between Shea Boulevard and Princess Drive.
Right. That's our next step on the 101 in that Northeast Valley. In previous projects, we did widening up to Shea, and then that future project, the past project just completed from Princess to I-17. So this upcoming project will join those two projects between Shea and Princess. It'll add a fourth lane. So at completion, you'll have an HOV lane and then four lanes and then an auxiliary lane.
So, and that's, it really is about being able to move the traffic, manage congestion with these different projects. And we've mentioned the stages that we've been going through, but again, this will be a big project in that it takes care of a gap between Shea Boulevard and Princess Drive.
That's correct. It's just that last section there up through, the Scottsdale area there. It's 101's a unique piece of roadway. It doesn't have that AM-PM difference. It's kind of heavy traffic basically all day long. So you don't see that heavy in the morning one direction. You see traffic in both directions pretty much all day long.
And no doubt about it. He's Dave Locher. I also want to thank Kirk Kaiser for joining us on the road with ADOT. Before we go, I want to mention that, yes, we have the I-10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project well underway. Of course, that's bridge by bridge, shovel by shovel. We are making a lot of progress, but that is one of our larger projects. I think it's going to deserve its own podcast update in the near future. But we did want to make sure that we're mentioning the fact that, yes, the work continues on the Broadway Curve Improvement Project. I again want to thank you for tuning in to On the Road with ADOT. I'm Doug Ninsel for the Arizona Department of Transportation.
Thanks for spending some time on the road with ADOT. To learn more about ADOT, visit our website at azdot.gov, where you can also connect with our links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Flickr, and YouTube. That's at azdot.gov. Goodbye for now, and thanks for being on the road with ADOT.